From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. An explosion and gunfire outside the U.S. consulate in Peshawar, Pakistan, as four Taliban militants in two vehicles tried but failed to breach the compound. Four people were killed in the attack, including two Pakistanis. The State Department says the U.S. mission suffered only minor damage and all American personnel are accounted for. Hours earlier, a suicide bomber struck a crowded rally some 50 miles north of Peshawar, killing dozens of people. Meanwhile, Afghan President Hamid Karzai has rattled relations with the White House. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the Obama administration is troubled by some of Karzai's recent statements about the U.S. role in his country.
In the past week, Karzai has complained about pressure from the West and allegations of fraud in his reelection. The latest reports out of Kabul say he privately said that if he continued to be pressured, he would join the Taliban, a comment White House spokesman Robert Gibbs called troubling. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley said he'll leave it to Karzai to explain that one.
That particular comment is a bit of a head-scratcher. We were troubled by some of his comments last week. We think we've addressed them. We're moving forward.
President Karzai called Secretary of State Hillary Clinton last Friday to try to smooth over a dispute over some other comments. Crowley said Karzai ought to choose his words more carefully. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Aftershocks are rippling through parts of the southwest U.S. after Sunday's major earthquake near Mexico's Baja Peninsula. From member station KJZZ, Peter O'Dowd reports the powerful aftershocks are no surprise.
The U.S. Geological Survey's Amy Vaughn says an earthquake this powerful hasn't hit the region in more than 100 years. And because of its power, she says the tremors are still shaking northern Mexico and parts of Arizona and California.
I do know that we've had literally hundreds of aftershocks that have occurred, mostly in the twos and threes, some of which have definitely been in the fours and a few of which have been in the fives.
The area hardest hit by the quake in the U.S. was Calexico, California, where police closed off several blocks of damaged historic buildings. In Yuma, Arizona, less than 50 miles from the quake's epicenter, residents reported brief power outages and items falling off the walls. It also shook buildings a few hundred miles away in Phoenix, where residents are unaccustomed to feeling earthquakes. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix.
The nation's service sector grew faster in February. The Institute for Supply Management says its non-manufacturing index, including agriculture, construction, and mining, increased for the third straight month. And pending home sales jumped 8.2% in February. Those reports and Friday's job numbers gave a boost to Wall Street today. The Dow closed up 46 points at 10,973. The Nasdaq was up 26 points at 2429. The S&P was up 9. This is NPR. The Transportation Department says it's seeking more than $16 million from Toyota for failing to immediately report defective gas pedals on some of its models. That would be the maximum penalty. The Butler Bulldogs are in their hometown of Indianapolis, getting ready to host the Duke Blue Devils tonight in the NCAA Basketball Championship. From member station WFIU, Daniel Robison reports Butler's hoping to get a hometown advantage.
Butler fans are hoping a tournament that's been full of upsets could have room for one more. The underdog Butler Bulldogs aren't favored in the odds or by sports analysts, but they're counting on hometown support, with the school's campus just 5 miles from where they'll square off at Lucas Oil Stadium. They're also carrying a 25-game winning streak and a Cinderella storyline they hope will carry them through against number one seed Duke. While Butler has upset many brackets during March Madness, many thought Duke would be in this position all along. The Blue Devils sport a team full of heralded recruits that many think will overwhelm Butler's smaller team. And Duke's been to 9 championship games before. With this Butler's first try, they and third-year coach Brad Stevens are looking for a bit of beginner's luck. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Robison in Bloomington, Indiana.
Tiger Woods says he didn't know what to expect on his arrival for the first day of practice at the Masters today, but he says he's encountered only support.
The people here over the years, I know they're extremely respectful, but today was just something that really touched my heart pretty good.
At a news conference in Augusta, Georgia today, Woods said he acted terribly in his personal life, but he says he believes he can win the Masters, which begins Thursday. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.